Agenda time on this Monday morning. Joining us, Callie Crossley, host of the Callie Crossley Show on WGBH in Boston. Good morning, Callie.
Good morning.
And Charlie Herman is right here in the studio with me, economics and business editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning.
So we began the program talking about Greece. And, you know, I have a dear friend, who Greek-American, the family that we've known for decades. And all weekend long, she was kind of rolling her eyes with a sort of don't ask me about Greece kind of expression on her face. But, Callie, I'm wondering, we're about exactly a year out from the election, right?
Yep.
I'm just wondering where this theme of a feeling of economic malaise that is not under our control, which is very much the feeling of people in Europe, but also I think is mirrored here in the United States. Where does that go this week and as we gear up into the election campaign itself?
Where it goes is back to Occupy movements all across the country, because one of the positives about the whole thing happening in Greece and now Italy is that people in this country have come to realize that our fates, our economic fates, are tied to what's going on across the water, and we need to pay attention to it. And people here feel as though, well, if I can't control that, I can control something here in this country. So guess what? I'm pushing back against Bank of America and a $5 debit card. I'm going to have a bank transfer day and get thousands of signatures and ask people to move their money to credit unions. We'll see this week how effective that was. The deadline was Saturday this week. And even the young woman who was 22 and put up the petition against the
Molly
Bank of
Catchpole,
America $5
yes.
thing worked, you know?
We talked with her last week, definitely.
Yeah.
Does this argue, though, for a candidate to come in and say, hey, I'm really good at dealing with Europe, these places that hold the fate of our country in their hands, elect me? Or does it argue for a candidate to say, I'm with Occupy Wall Street?
It argues for a candidate to understand the sentiment of Occupy Wall Street and figure out a message that we can understand to demonstrate to us vis-a-vis Greece and everything else that's happening that our fates are connected and that we have to be very careful about how we move. Someone who has actually a plan that makes sense. I know that sounds funny, they're going to have to explain it in terms of what it means for us here and also how we fit into the context of what is going on across the world.
That's Callie Crossley, host of the Callie Crossley Show on WGBH in Boston. Charlie Herman, there's going to be a GOP debate
talking about the
economy. Where does this stand now?
Well, I mean, so the CNBC is having this debate on Wednesday night, and so we will see whether or not there's sort of a grasping of the issues by the Republican candidates who are running for office and how they would address this issue, because there are some things that are out of our control in terms of what's going on in Greece. I mean, you just saw the president over in France at the G20, and there was a little bit of, he had to sort of walk this fine line of a lot of European countries looking at the U.S. and saying, you're not really in a position to give us advice considering what happened in 2008, and you're still dealing with the problem there. So thank you very much, but we're going to try and deal with this on our own. So how do Republican candidates sort of negotiate this minefield? Because we really are tied in with what's happening over there. It's not as simple as, well, if we get a jobs bill passed or if we lower the tax cuts, we'll resolve all of our issues in this country.
But are we going to see this week, Charlie, the possibility that it's the economy stupid morphs into it's the European economy stupid?
I think it's the world economy stupid. I mean, because it's not just to Europe. It's also what's happening in Asia and with the developing countries. It's what's happening here in this country. I mean, it really is a global situation that we need to deal with. And clearly, there are issues, as Callie was pointing out, that we need to address in this country and that there are ways to try and address it and make things better here. But as we're sitting here waiting to find out if Greece can actually create a government, if it actually will go forward on some of these austerity cuts, whether or not the Italian government will survive, if that could be the next shoe to drop in Europe. I mean, these are things in some aspects that are beyond our control, and that's really a powerless sort of feeling.
Back in the Carter administration, Callie, you'll remember, we both remember this, he had to face the challenge from Teddy Kennedy, who was at least nominally a candidate, and it sort of began a stiff headwind for Jimmy Carter that he never really recovered from. Barack Obama hasn't had a challenger on the Democratic side, but Bill Clinton's new book comes out this week. It's a little critical of Barack Obama. What do you make of it?
Well, it's not harshly critical, but I think that it's no secret that Bill Clinton has been saying all along, the story needs to be told differently. The story needs to be told differently. And that's really the overarching essence of his criticism of Obama. He says he's done some things that are positive. He saved us from, you know, going into a place where we couldn't come back from the recession. And even though it's hard now, he's done some things, but he just doesn't get the message out. And when he was out there apparently during the midterm elections campaigning on behalf of President Obama, a lot of people said to him, gee, when you explained what President Obama is trying to do, I understood it. So, you know, keep talking about it. And that's what he says he's doing in his book, which, by the way, is called Back to Work.
Indeed.
He's trying to explain what President Obama is doing, and he says that he somehow or another, President Obama's got to just do a better job of doing that.
Bill Clinton reportedly says in that book that Obama's decision not to raise the debt ceiling in 2010, when the Democrats still controlled the House of Representatives, was a critical mistake. Charlie, would you buy that?
Well, thinking about it, it may have been. I mean, we had this protracted debate that happened during the summer that in some aspects was very unnecessary. We saw the downgrade of the U.S. credit. And the reality is we still haven't dealt with that issue, to be honest. I mean, we have this super committee that's meeting. There's sort of a super duper committee that's within the super committee trying to figure out some stuff. And when I say stuff, we're not clear. We may get some more leaks this week. They have a deadline of November 23rd to actually give us some details of how to lower the debt. And we're not seeing that. So,
and it's the case that when that bill is introduced, it can't be amended.
And here's the thing. We always seem to want to wait to the last minute to do anything. So maybe it would have been better in 2010 to address it, but we're waiting to the last minute. The government still isn't funded. That ends a week from this Friday. We're probably going to run up against that deadline, too. We work best under deadlines, it seems, or worst.
The big entertainment story, Callie, is the Michael Jackson doctor trial. Is this
That's
about
right.
health care, or is this about celebrity, or is this just about L.A.?
I think it's about both, actually. I think a lot of people have become interested in the story that we knew was happening, which is a lot of these stars getting drugs they probably shouldn't have had access to. But in the end, I think it's also about celebrity because it is Michael Jackson and, you know, his biggest entertainer in the world still years after his death. Second day of deliberations today by the jury, a vigil planned outside the courthouse by his fans. We'll see what happens.
It's a story as old as Elvis, but it definitely will be updated depending on the outcome of this trial. Charlie Herman, economics and business editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio, and Callie Crossley, host of The Callie Crossley Show on WGBH in Boston. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.